For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Holmes kicks the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a line drive up the middle, base hit, game over. Phillies win it. Castellanos, his fourth walk-off hit of the season as the Phillies win it 3-2 here in the bottom of the 11th.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz joining us on a Tuesday because we will not be on due to the Phillies tomorrow is our favorite Larry Anderson. L.A., you were so worried about the Phillies, we told you everything was going to be fine. Will you stop worrying already?
Finally, I can relax.
Not too soon, L.A. Yeah. Just hold on for about another month. Hold on.
Yes. I hear you.
So, you know, a big, you know, recent week for Castellanos, and he has been, honestly, when you look at the stats, it's really since the middle of May, he's been pretty good and even better recently. Do you see anything different in Castellanos, or is just the ball hitting the bat and that's what's happening? Things are just evening out.
I don't see anything different at all. When he's getting a pitch to hit, he's hitting it. That's the biggest difference. But like anybody else, they make pitches to him, they get him out. They make mistakes and he's hitting them. And, you know, I think when guys struggle is when they get pitches to hit and they foul them off or swing through them. He's not doing that. He's, you know, if they're throwing him nasty sliders down and away, you know, just off the plate, he's, and I won't say chasing like, because he struck out on some good pitches.
Mm-hmm.
And guys with good stuff can do that. But when they make a mistake, he's all over it. And I think that's, like he says, I don't have a game plan. I just see the ball, hit ball. And when he's getting one that he sees that he likes, he's hitting it. I think that's I don't know, I guess that's maybe a little different than earlier in the year when he was getting pitches to hit. He wasn't hitting them. And he was probably chasing a little more then than he is now. But that's it, really. Think about it. He's carried this team for a month, not more, a month and a half since the break, maybe. I mean, he's been the one consistent force. Turner was hot for a while coming back, but he cooled off. And, you know, so he's coming through in the clutch when we needed him most. He's had some obviously some huge hits.
It's one of the things that I think makes Rob Thompson's job and the decisions he makes so interesting, because Castellanos has played every game and there were a ton of calls in the first couple of months of the season as give the guy a day off, give the guy a day off, give the guy a day off. Just, how could it hurt? How could it hurt? Whereas like it's Thompson's job to know, nah, that's not what he needs. But another player, you know, him sitting Trey Turner down or whoever it is, it's just the entire that whole mind game thing of knowing the players and knowing who should sit and who shouldn't, I think is one of the most interesting things of Rob Thompson's job.
I think it is. And it's also, to me, one of the most important parts of his job of any manager is not looking at the players saying, well, okay, I got to give him a day off here and I got to give him a day off here and I got to give him he just seems to have a knack for what he's doing and knowing, being able to read the players and understand where they're at. One thing that he's always said, and this is not just from Thompson, but, you know, hearing from other guys, that how hard he works. I mean, Cassie said he's constantly working. He's trying to get better. He doesn't want time off. He doesn't want to take days off. But they said his work ethic is great. And that's, you know, if a guy is working at it and things aren't going well, it's hard to fault him. It's not like he doesn't care or, you know, There's times, and I said earlier in the year, it's like it's a perception. And I said I would never say a guy doesn't care because I don't think there's a guy up that goes on the field that doesn't want to do well, that doesn't want to hit 350 and drive in, you know, 110 runs and hit 40 home runs. But it doesn't just because you want to doesn't mean you're going to do it. But the fact that he's working at it, and it's just sometimes I said, and I had said at the time, I think the perception, it just looks like he doesn't. Sometimes he doesn't care, but he does. And so it's, you know, maybe it's not fair for me to say that, but well, I think it is fair because that's what it looks like. Sometimes it looks like he doesn't care, but to say he doesn't, to say factually he doesn't, that's, I can't say that, nor can anybody else, because we don't know. It's only he knows. And so I just, for me, kudos to Thompson for doing what he's doing, to stand with him, because it's certainly paid dividends.
Yeah, I think the guy has built up a great sort of defense mechanism, L.A., and I don't think it's a bad thing. I think, honestly, if more guys that come here and play here and have to play in this fishbowl and with this type of pressure on them and the scrutiny that can come with it, yeah, if they can find a way to build up sort of that defense mechanism where they don't let the outside noise affect them even when they're struggling, it allows them a better chance to figure it out and work their way out of it. I think Casty has sort of been able to do that, not let the outside noise bother him while he's also still trying to work on the things that he's struggling with. And then you got a manager that supports him in the way that Rob has supported him by leaving him out there and letting him figure it out. I know people say when the postseason comes, they still don't know if they can trust him. But I say this, L.A., they get to the postseason, it'll be the third year in a row. He hasn't had his big postseason yet. It may be time for him to be that surprise bat this postseason where he gives you something you don't expect.
I couldn't agree with you more, Ike, with everything. With him understanding playing here, I think, is a huge part of it. And just like you were saying, and I think his comments, you know, fans might not want to hear it, but I think it's very true. He said the fans here, he said they're going to give you everything they got. They're going to love you with all they got when you're going good, and they're going to hate you with all they got when you're going bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that kind of is. I mean,
it is.
But it is. And maybe, you know, hate you is, yeah.
It's a little strong, word. Yeah. Yeah.
But I think I understand what he's saying. It's like, when they're down on you, they're going to let you know it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing I love about the fans, that they're, the passion that they have, good or bad, they're going to give it to you, all of it, and you're either going to wear it and deal with it, or you're going to crumble. And if you don't understand it, like he put it that way, if you don't understand it, you know, a lot of guys would crumble under it.
Yep,
it's a special place to play. To me, it's the best place to play. As long as you understand, if you're not doing your job, you're going to get booed.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, there's you can go to any game or any sport or anything in this town, and when guys aren't going well, when things are going bad, I don't care what team it is, you're going to get booed because they expect you to be better. They
yep.
expect you to be at your best, and if you're not, you're gonna wear it. You're gonna hear it, so again, you can either wear it or you can crumble. And he's figured it out, I think.
We're talking to Larry Anderson now. Speaking of days off, there was a story that came out the other day about Bryce Harper sort of battling some pain in his wrist, some pain in his elbow that's been there for a while, has not homered since August 9th. Now with obviously a 7-game lead, people have blown 7-game leads. We've caught teams blowing 7-game leads. However, down the stretch with him sort of nursing those things, do you think it's time to start giving him a day here and there to try to get as healthy as he can before the playoffs?
To be honest, I don't know if a day is going to make a difference.
Right.
If it's something that is getting worse, and only Harp knows. I mean, the trainers don't know. I mean, they can't feel the pain. They don't, and the tolerance to pain obviously has some tolerance to it, or for it. But he's the only one knows if it's getting worse. And if it's getting worse, I think it's incumbent upon him to say to Tom, "Hey, I need a day." And then let Thompson say, I want to give him a day off. You know, and Thompson will take the heat
mm-hmm.
for his players. There's no doubt about that. He will defend them to the nth degree. Mm-hmm. And doesn't mean that he won't chastise them when they need to be or call them in, but he's not going to do it publicly. And I think he will say, you know, let me wear that badge. Let me wear that one, and I'll take care of it. I'll take the heat if I give him a day off or don't give him a day off. But the thing is, all Harper has to do is just be honest with him. I think that's the key. If he says, I need a day, and let Thompson not come, you know, for Harper not to come out and say that publicly, but to let Thompson know that, let Thompson wear it. And he will do it. He will wear it for the players. I think he's proven that. But I think that's, I can't say, again, and I don't think any trainer can say, the doctors can't, unless, you know, something shows that it's getting worse, if they're going to do tests and x-rays mm-hmm. and that stuff or whatever. But outside of that, it's, if it's not getting worse, I think he just has to figure out how to deal with it. Because personally, if you have something like that, something that's bothering you significantly, I don't know if a day makes a difference. You know, a week might, but I don't know if a day might. And I don't think they're ready to give him a week off at this point.
No.
So it's just, it's really, I think it just comes down to Harp being honest with Thompson.
Well, yeah, and the interesting thing there is, I mentioned they're safe-ish in the division, but they've got bigger fish to fry in that you want to get one of those top two seeds. And if you want to get Bryce Harper some time off, the best thing you could do is get one of those top two seeds, because then he's, you know, he's getting almost a week off before they have to play a playoff game. So,
yeah. And I think that the other thing, I mean, I've said before, 17-7. I mean,
yep.
We overcame seven games back with 17 games to go against the Mets. It can happen. You don't expect it to, and I don't expect this team to ever collapse like that. I think they're too good. I think their pitching's too good for that to happen, but it can happen. And so I think it would be great if they can go out there, go on a roll, and give him some extra time going into the playoffs, I think would be ideal.
All right. Well, Larry Anderson now. Oh, congratulations on not having to go to Toronto. That is I think that's a win for you. So, but it's good to be on the other side of that, you know, Kansas City, Houston, Atlanta series, and come out, you know, the way that they did. It certainly could have projected it not going quite as well as it did.
Yeah. I mean, look at what they've done with the last few series. I mean, they've done what they had to do. And I mean, they had to do it. I think, continuing a stumbling block against those last three series could have set panic in with a lot of people. But I think they did what they had to do. They won the series against the three playoff teams, the playoff bound, and they looked good doing it. I'm thrilled with what they did, and to win that the 3 out of 4 in Atlanta, I thought splitting there would be, they need to split and they'll be all right. They won 3 out of 4, and that was, I think that's huge. I really do.
Especially the way they did it, by the way. I think the close games were fun, but also showed a little mettle, those getting through those games, you know. So,
and having that going into the playoffs, yep. You know, providing it, you know, continues, I don't see any reason for them not to be in the playoffs. But I think that strengthens them from a mental standpoint going into the playoffs.
All right, LA. Well, we appreciate your time, man, and mm-hmm. hopefully they just keep winning series till the end of the year. Well, I'll take that. All right, man.
I'll take it.
Okay, brother.
All right, man.
Guys, have a good one.
Thanks, LA. You know, woke up this morning, walked outside. It's a little chilly. Kind of loved it. Meant football's happening, but it also means that the winter's happening. When the winter happens, that's what you hear. You hear the cold
the
air
breakdown
come through your old, well, yeah, those old windows.
Yeah, you know.
You hear, sit in your living room, you hear this.
Uh-huh.
It's the
worst.
What,
that feels like an unnerving feeling.
It's terrible. That's why you got to go Gaida. They got something going on right now that's going to make it more affordable for you. Buy one, get one half off. So whatever you buy, whether you buy a door, you can get a window half off. You get another door half off. And you do it however you need it, right? So if you need a door and you need a storm door, that storm door is half off. You buy a patio door, you're like, I need a window, that window's half off. The more you buy, the more you save. You do your whole house, the half of the house ends up being 50% off. They're also going to make it easier for you with no money down, interest-free financing up to 18 months. Restrictions apply. This only happens for a limited time. For full details, call Gaida today to schedule a free, no-obligation in-home estimate at 877-GO-GAIDA or visit them at gogaida.com. That's GUIDA.com. Jake and Delco, you're on WIP. What up, Jake?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, brother?
What up, Jake?
I think you set a record for number of pause moments in that first hour. Does Elliot keep track of that?
No, we don't. We actually don't have, as far as I know, Elliot's not keeping track of that. And actually, I don't think you can stream the Odyssey app in Brazil. I don't think you can stream it outside of this country.
He also can't tweet.
And he's not allowed to tweet.
Oh, he's struggling over there.
Yeah. We weren't all together on Friday. Then we had a 3-day weekend. So you got a lot of pause to make up for. So that's what we were doing in that first hour.
So as far as the Eagles, Spike, you said something I haven't heard anybody else say. That I thought was a pretty astute observation. You said with the Eagles, you said maybe the collapse isn't over. And I was like, damn, because you just automatically think it's over because the calendar turned, because we got new guys. Just whether you know it or not, no one really has that thought. But what if there's still something there, you know? Or is it the side of me that thinks it's going to be a good year is that last year is going to be the motivation to be a springboard for this year? Or is there something insidious that's still there that's going to hold us back?
Well, here's the thing. Only thing a fan can go off of, or I would suggest a fan go off of, is what do you see in front of you? Is there any evidence of it being there right now?
I would say no.
Okay.
But we don't.
Well, hold on. We don't know anything. So I'm only saying this is that I'm not saying you're right or wrong. What I'm saying is I guess this is the difference in the fan's mindset, depending on where you are as a fan. A lot of fans will tell you that is in the past and we moved on. So why continue to talk about it or bring it up to the players? The players aren't thinking about it. They moved on. We have new players in here. We got new coordinators. Everybody seems to understand their roles on the team and everybody seems to be happy. Now, you won't truly know until the Eagles get into a rough spot during the season and then you see how they handle it. But going into the season, I don't see the benefit of hanging on to that feeling.
Yeah, it's funny. I made that same complaint, and now here I am being a hypocrite. Back when that ESPN article was written about Nick and Jalen like a month ago, I was complaining to my wife. Like, why are they still talking about it? Now here I am bringing it up.
It's okay, but I don't think you're alone. I think there are some fans out there that are concerned about that. I'm just saying, yes, it's in the back of my mind. I'm not going to try to lie to anybody and be like, okay, I just think everything is going to be great. When they do have their first adversity in a game, and Nick does have that impulsive reaction where he can't necessarily anticipate and think, what is that like? And then if somebody actually makes a mistake and say, let's say someone sort of colors outside the line, for lack of a better term. Okay, the person who may be offended by that, how offended are you? Is this something that tanks the season? Is this something there where you go into a shell all of a sudden because Nick had a moment? Like, does that crush you as a player? Like, that tells me a lot about the player as well. Like, Nick can't walk around on eggshells as a coach.
Afraid to talk
to people. Yeah, he can't do that.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I actually.
So some of this is on the player too, and players to get tough skin, and some things you got to be able to block out and just do your job.
Yeah, it's not gonna, not everyone around you is going to be exactly the way you want them to be when you want them to be. And the thing that you said there, I think, is a perfect at the beginning is a perfect encapsulation of whether you are sort of optimistic in general as a person or pessimistic. Because Jake, the two sorts of people that say things here, one person says, "I know the Eagles will be good because 2 years ago I saw them one play away from the Super Bowl," and the pessimistic person says, "Oh yeah, well 1 year ago I saw them have the worst collapse I've seen in 30 years."
Yeah.
And the truth is, they both happened. They're both within the last 18 months, right? They both happened, but none of us truly have any idea what is really going to happen. So I'm sure on some level the team that went to the Super Bowl is in there somewhere, but I'm also sure on some level the team that collapsed last year is somewhere in there. And it will truly be, it's not about you or me or Ike or Jack. It's really about what is inside of them. And the thing that you said, Jake, that I think is truly the question is, do the players who are still here who were there last year, is it more important to them to prove that last year was an aberration and that it's not going to happen again, and they almost offended by the idea that it could, or is whatever happened stronger than their desire to do it? And we truly won't see. If the Eagles win by 30 points on Friday night, it'll be great.
Right.
But won't be a true test to see what happened, you know, or
but
whether it's
everybody
still there.
Will react and say, see,
it's gone.
Everything is fine. It's
right.
gone.
Right. Yes. Right. We'll see. We'll see. Yeah.
Whatever the reaction as fans is, it's going to be an overreaction.
Well, that's for sure.
But,
yes.
Situation right now.
By the way, I promise you. So Ike and I will be on Saturday morning. And thank you for the call, Jake. Ike and I will be on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. We could not wait until Monday to talk about Friday's game.
I ain't going to leave you hanging like that, Delaware Valley.
I can promise you this. Now, I know it is more important for you to hear what Ike says on Saturday morning. However, I am promising you I will overreact on Saturday.
One way or the other.
One way or the other. I know myself. I know how I'm going to feel. I know how I felt before when things go well or when they don't go well in every sport here. And I can promise you, no matter what happens on Friday night, you will get me overreacting on Saturday at 10.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny, right? Because I actually have, when I look at Nick and I look at Jalen, these two guys, and I'm stating the obvious here, will determine what type of team this is this year. They set the tone. Use Jalen's term, he's the thermostat. So he's setting the temperature in the room. If his head is in a good place and he's leading, this team will follow. They will have fun. They will enjoy playing for each other. And we'll get something closer to 2022 from an overall standpoint. Same thing with Nick Sirianni. You know, last year, he tried to win the Super Bowl every week. You can't get back what happened in Arizona. Unfortunately, coach, you can't get it back. It happened. But he went in coaching like that every week last week, and I think it rubbed people the wrong way at times. He felt turning it up a little bit more would be the way to go, and everybody didn't handle it well. But those two guys, if they can figure out their right balance on the team, this could be a good thing here.
Sure. And by the way,
Because defense, you don't have these personalities on defense where somebody is feeling like they're calling the shot and they're the big dog over there.
No. Yeah, and ultimately, yeah, you're right. Those two guys, not only this year, but in the future of the franchise,
yeah.
we'll know a lot more in 2 months than we know right now about both those guys and their future with the team. Coming up next, you know, part of Elliott Shore Park's future could be in a Brazilian prison. If he does tweet.
Would you
also, it's against the law to tweet?
Yes.
Wow.
And then if you use a VPN to tweet, a VPN disguises where you're... So the way a VPN works, in case people have heard it, a VPN you put on your phone or put on your computer basically disguises where you are.
Where you are.
So a lot of people in other countries, because it's not just Brazil where you can't use Twitter, like you can't use in China
really?
Or whatever.
Yeah, I didn't notice.
So
I don't lead a country.
So I think India, you can't use it, whatever. They'll use VPNs to get on this stuff. So if they catch you using a VPN in Brazil to access Twitter, the fine is $8,500 a day.
Come on, Elliot.
Do you think Elliot can expense that?
I'm now worried. Can he last over there an entire week?
Well, he's skirting the rules.
Guy can't even last.
He's still doing videos.
Yeah.
But he's sending it to
Seltzer,
the people here, the tweet from the Go Birds account.
Yeah.
He's skirting.
God,
Twitter is very important to him.
They're going to take him down.
So we'll find out what the scene's like there in Brazil.
Ike is now nervous for Elliot. There's 100%. Yes.
By the way, if you
have. He's not going to be able to make it over there the entire week.
No, of course not. That's why when I see a tweet pop up from Elliot, I'm going to have such a warm feeling inside knowing.
You guys are crazy, man.
Knowing that he's doing that for us. So we'll find out.
Sacrificing.
Yep. We'll find out what the scene is like in Brazil with Elliot next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, well done. Battle.
Wow.
Yes. We love it. Elliot Shore Parks joins us from Brazil. Elliot is brought to us by Groundworks. Don't let a weak foundation sack your home's value. Schedule a free inspection at groundworks.com. Elliot, how, like, I guess, what's the scene in Brazil? How are you feeling? Has there been any close calls with you getting arrested? Like, where are we?
Man, so much to start. I mean, the scenes are unbelievable. I'm currently standing. There's probably, I don't know, 100 Eagles fans standing around me. Everyone's very excited for the game. We're right across from the beach. The weather is great. No close calls. I've been staying off Twitter. Obviously, follow me on Threads at Elliot Shore.
No. Dump that.
Yeah. Instagram at Elliot Shore Park is also good. So, yeah. But, no, I mean, it's been a really, really cool 24 hours so far.
Now, you say there's 100 Eagles fans around you. Do you think you could start an Eagles cheer around there and they would do it?
Oh, I think I could start an Eagles cheer?
Do
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. All right, let me get them all going. Ready? You guys want to...
That's an international one,
that's
Jack.
That's impressive.
The Brazilians are looking around wondering what's happening.
Okay.
It's very cool. Yeah.
Well, I didn't notice Elliot. I mean, there's no deep E from Elliot.
No,
like,
no.
Yeah,
no, no, that was not me. No, yeah. I'm only here as a journalist right now. Yeah, this is just, reporting what the fans are doing.
So... Elliot, final question on the whole getting arrested and Twitter thing. We were talking earlier, and we had decided that both from a digital standpoint and from an on-air rating standpoint, you tweeting from Brazil and getting arrested would be really good for all of us. So could you be a team player and just do it at least once?
Yeah. Absolutely. I'll give it a shot. Yeah. I already told my wife that if I get arrested, she at least has to videotape me getting pulled away for content.
So, oh, my God. It would be incredible. Yeah. So I guess there was a lot of, it's hard to say. It's funny. Like, you hear beforehand, all we heard about Brazil was like, oh, the crime and, oh, the fires and stuff like that. And because it's a different country, we hear those warnings a lot of times about places around here. But because of a different country, I think everyone was sort of worried. I guess just from a regular, everyday, walking around standpoint, what is the scene there like? Is it fine? Do you feel safe walking around? All those sorts of things.
So, I can only give my perspective. So I've been a lot of places. I feel like I'm fairly well traveled. I'm sure you'll laugh at that. But I've been I've not been to South America. And I will say, like, when you first get here, it is definitely a culture shock for sure. Like, it is South America. It is different. But my experience in these 24 hours, everybody here has been so friendly to the point where I feel like I should have learned Portuguese before I got down here, because they will talk and, like, I'll be like, oh, I'm unfortunately I don't speak English. And they keep going. So everybody here has been very nice. I feel very safe walking around for sure. Lots of Eagles fans. So, I think that a lot of the talk was probably unfair towards the country. So my experience so far has been amazing.
Well, they have had major events there, and people go on vacation there all the time. So, I think...
I mean, it's a city. It's a regular city. Obviously, there's, differences because it is Brazil. It's not Philadelphia. It's not London. It's not those places. But it is very cool. Okay.
So, I guess last thing, specifically Brazil related, and you said this in your first video that you posted directly onto Twitter in Brazil.
I did not post.
I hope the Brazilians are listening.
Yeah, on the Go Birds account.
In the airport when I first got here, there's a bookstore, and the biggest book they have for sale, huge poster, is Elon's biography in Portuguese. There seems to be some mixed messages going on right here. What the relationship is. Yeah.
Well, so the flight was 9.5 hours, and the Eagles aren't taking that flight. I assume Packers at the same time aren't taking it until Wednesday. Would you have any concern? Now, there's not really a time difference, I don't think, but would you have any concern about
that?
1 hour. Okay. Would you have any concern about them being on a plane for that long, that close to when they're actually playing the game?
So if you would have asked me this before I took the flight, I would have said absolutely not. They're flying on great planes. They're going to have, you know, the team doctors to give them IVs and stuff when they get off. So, like, I would have said no. But now that I've taken the flight and I've done it, I think it's way harder than I anticipated. When you're on the plane for that long, you're tired, you don't sleep well. They get here Wednesday night. They're going to practice Thursday. They'll play Friday. By the way, they play at 9:15 at night on Friday, so, you know, a little later than games are normally used to. I do think it is going to be an impact on this game. Now, it's not only going to be an impact for the Eagles, it'll impact the Packers as well. But I think you could see sloppy football on Friday night. Not only is it the opener, not only do both teams have new coordinators, the Eagles obviously have two of them, but I think the travel, it's going to impact things. So, yeah, I think the flight is something to consider for Friday night.
Last thing, we've been talking about just sort of like nerves or confidence for Friday night. It's hard because we haven't seen the team. You know, we don't follow the Packers, certainly the way that we follow the Eagles. Do you have a feel on whether, you know, whether we get a good-looking Eagles team on Friday night or not?
So I don't think the Eagles are going to win on Friday. I think this is a really tough matchup. I think the Packers pose problems exactly where the Eagles' weaknesses are. And yes, I'm away from all the Eagles fans while I'm saying this. Don't worry. But
start the Eagles chant now.
Yeah, now I'll start the Eagles chant. No, I think there is reason to be worried for sure for Friday night. Now, I think there's a world where they could lose the game. And, you know, these are two of the best teams in the NFC, so they could play well and still lose. But yeah, I think even though Jalen had a great training camp, they're healthy. I think Friday's a really tough game.
Yeah, it sounds like a bunch of hogwash to me, man. Now tell me why.
Here he is. I was going to say it.
Yeah, no, listen, I'm just sitting here listening. I'm waiting for you to do something or say something to trigger me. And that's all I needed was you and your skepticism about Friday's game. And now that's all I need. I got two here who don't think they're going to win. I don't care what either one of you say. Neither one of these guys think they're winning Friday night.
Hope they win.
And neither do you. Now, all this talk about the Green Bay Packers and how you're nervous about them. First of all, I mean, Jordan Love had a great second half and postseason run. My goodness, it must have been the greatest run in the history of the game because people have put this team in the Super Bowl. They got him picked as the best team in the NFC this year. You're sitting here after giving me historical numbers from Jalen Hurts all training camp and how Nick Sirianni, all quiet, I heard enough of you, and how Nick Sirianni pretty much had a great practice every day. I'm listening to you tell the whole damn Eagles fan based this for the last month, and we come out here in the first game and you all nervous Nelly over there in Brazil. Hey, strap on a pair, you know, put your helmet on, quit acting scared. Quit acting scared over there. They're not going to lose Friday, Elliot. They're not going to lose Friday.
Huh? Here's the issue. Jalen did have a historic training camp, and you're right. I agree. Nick Sirianni did have an outstanding training camp.
What do you mean you agree? You told us. You talking about you agree like I just broke news to you. You told me.
I'm just happy you agree with me, too. We agree on that. But I'm saying when you look at the problems with this team, the Packers have two really good pass-rushing defensive tackles. The Eagles have two interior offensive linemen that have never played in the NFL at the positions they are going to play. And that is a major concern, especially when you take into account this is going to be Jalen's first game calling all the calls against the blitz, and the Packers are going to blitz. So yes, you were right. Like, Jalen had a great training camp. A lot of that, you know, was against his own defensive line and 7-on-7. He's not going to
get that. Who are these great pass rushers for the Packers?
I just told you. They have two great pass rushing defensive tackles. They have two good edge rushers. If you look at their combined stats from last year, I think the four of them had like 35 sacks, almost 100 quarterback hits. They have a really good pass rush. So that is my concern, that on Friday night, I don't know if they'll be able to protect
Jalen. Really good pass rusher. Leading sacker had 7.5 sacks.
Sorry, say that again?
You got 7 from him. You got 9 from Rashawn Gary.
Yeah, that's pretty good, I would say. I mean, the Eagles didn't get a sack what felt like the entire second half of the year. They have Bryce Huff, who we all like in pass rushing downs. We'll see if he can do it after playing first and second down against the Reeves. Mm-hmm. They have really good defensive tackles. Like, the Eagles, most games when we talk about this, I can go into the game and confidently say that the Eagles have the edge on both lines. This is the first time in a while where I go into a game and I have no idea what the Eagles' lines are going to look like. The Eagles win so many games because of their line, and right now you don't know, or at least say, I don't know what they are, and that is the concern for Friday night.
I do know what they are. I know they're a well-coached offensive line team that has a track record of being a pretty damn good football team. You're going to bring up 2020? I love when people bring up 2020. You know why people bring up 2020? Because in the last 15 freaking years, it's the only year you can really talk about them having a bad O-line. The one O-line stood out. The one bad year stood out in the COVID year. They've had a good offensive line just about every year. They're one of the top O-lines in football. They have young, they have youth on the offensive line.
Than they do now.
Huh?
They've had better players these past years than they have this year. Mekhi Becton never played guard.
Oh, my God. They have one better player in Jason Kelsey who's not here. Oh, by the way, he was here last year when the offense struggled.
Yeah, so now they're even worse. People say that, well, Kelsey was here when they struggled last year. Yeah, that's true. The Sixers struggle when Embiid in there. Doesn't mean they don't need Embiid. Like, ultimately, they were better for having
I know they both play center, but they're not the same.
No, but the point I'm making is just because they struggled when Kelsey was there last year doesn't mean they won't miss him. They will miss Jason Kelsey. Jason Kelsey was one of the best centers in the NFL last year. To say this,
and they were the one. Let me ask you this. And they were one of the worst teams against the Blitz last year. They were one of the worst teams against the Blitz last year, and by all accounts, and I'm really just talking about one person, that guy's not here anymore. So now we got a new guy who's going to call the protection.
If they struggled against the Blitz with Jason Kelsey, think of how much worse it will be now that they have Cam Jurgens in jail. That means it's a reality. They've never done it together. Communication.
Oh, my God. You do realize at one point – when Jason Kelsey had to go in there and replace Jamal Jackson, a guy who started on a Super Bowl, a conference championship team, and a team that went to the Super Bowl, and Jason went in there to have to replace him as a 6th-round draft pick. He hadn't even done it. He's a former linebacker in college. So when you tell me somebody hasn't done something, it doesn't really say anything to me. This kid was the best center in college football when he came out. And he was so good at being a center that they were able to move him to guard, and we didn't miss a beat because of it.
Yes, but we're not talking about if Cam Jurgens is going to be a good center in 5 years. We're not saying if at the end of the year.
Why wouldn't he be a good center this year?
He could be, but we're talking week one, the first game he's playing in the NFL at center. I don't expect him to be the best version of himself. You're right. Kelsey was not. Kelsey changed positions. He did, but it takes time. I think, obviously, Kelsey would tell you that, too. Like, I don't expect him to be the best version of themselves on Friday night. And when the most worried.
And neither are the Packers. Neither are the Packers.
Played together. The Packers played together last year. Their defensive line played together.
And they also have a new defensive coordinator from college.
They do, for sure. And that's one reason that I think this and the secondary is definitely not great. I think they could, if Jalen has time, their secondary has weaknesses. Their other corner is not great, other than Jair Alexander, who, by the way, didn't have a great year last year. So if Jalen has time, I think he will play well. But the issue is, I don't know if he's going to have time.
And by the way, when's the last time a defensive tackle dominated us? I mean, we played against Aaron Donald 4 or 5 times. Guy never got close to the quarterback.
Yes, but they had Jason
Kelsey. Oh, my God. I guess Jason Kelsey blocked all these guys by himself.
No, but Jason Kelsey was responsible.
It was Jeff Stoutland coming up with the blocking scheme to neutralize him. That's who's responsible for it.
And you think that Cam Jurgens can execute Stoutland?
Yeah, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
You could be correct. And I'm sure next Tuesday, if they lose and I'm back, you will definitely let me know.
Well, you won't be back because you'll be sitting in a prison in Brazil for tweeting.
Yeah. When I tweet out that the offensive line struggled for the stadium on Friday, I will go to jail for this take. That is how strongly I believe in this take.
Yeah. Now I'm awake.
All right.
There you go.
All right, Elliot.
I'm standing on top of Copacabana Beach, and everybody is looking at me like, what in the world?
Yeah, because all it took was for you to tell me how nervous you were about this game Friday.
Well, because I am nervous about the game on Friday.
Why?
The Packers are maybe the best team in the NFC.
Oh, my God. Now they're maybe the best team in the NFC.
All right. Well, what teams are definitely better than the Packers?
I don't know who's maybe. Definitely better than who. I'm just saying I don't have any reason to be afraid of the Packers.
It's not about being afraid. It's about
– Well, you're nervous. When you say you're nervous, they're going to lose. First of all, if they lose, it's one game. So there's no reason to be nervous about that. Secondly, you ought to be excited about seeing what the hell the Eagles have looked like. You don't want to tell everybody how great of a training camp this team has had. Now when it's time for the rubber to meet the road – now I want to hear that. Now when it's time for the rubber to meet the road, you got no confidence in the team. None whatsoever.
Confidence in the team.
None.
Fact that all these fans are looking at me as I scream. But that's
telling us how great the Eagles are all summer, you know, so you can get your little followers up to get everybody on your side. Then you get over to Brazil and you want to give us a pick. Yeah. Like, tell me, you picking the Packers Friday?
Of course I'm picking the Packers.
Of course. Are you? Did he really say, of course he's picking the Packers Friday?
Just fire.
Yes,
oh, my goodness.
On Friday.
All right.
Yeah.
I hope you tweet it out, too. Good luck getting back here.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate
it. I'm going to replace you in the players' lounge next week, too. Yeah, good luck.
Well, I'll say this, that the number one thing people say to me is they love when I yell. So I hopefully they at least enjoyed the real-life version of it.
Yeah, somebody book Jeff McClain for Monday night.
Well, no, he's not allowed anywhere near here.
Oh, right. I forget.
Yes.
I just thought it would be the most insulting to Elliot. So, all right, Elliot, you can hear the go. You're still doing Go Birds every morning?
Absolutely. Every morning I have a breakdown of the position. Actually, coincidentally, I'm doing offensive line.
Oh, yes, shocker. Of course you're doing O-line.
I can listen to it on his drive-in tomorrow.
Yeah. You can listen to the Go Birds podcast every morning in the Odyssey app or just download it wherever you get your podcasts. All right, Elliot.
All right,
see you, man. And if you are following Elliot on Threads, please unfollow him.
Yes, we want him to have less followers on Threads by the end of this.
Yeah, we need to hashtag unfollow Elliot.
You get the nerve of this dude.
Yes.
I mean, he pumps up everybody daily with Eagles camp reports.
Yep.
Oh, it's the greatest training camp any quarterback has ever had. Did Jordan Love not throw it? How many interceptions did Jordan Love throw in training camp?
Probably a million.
Probably way more than Jalen Hurts. Look, I actually have a theory on this.
What's up?
Is it possible that just like Twitter, you're not allowed to use Twitter in Brazil, that the technology they have with the NovaCare worm does not go across the seas?
Not international.
And not international.
Freed?
And maybe the reason that he is saying the Packers are going to win on Friday is because the NovaCare worm is inoperational in his brain.
And we got the real Elliot back.
Yes.
Because he was a little snippy on Friday, too.
Oh, he was?
Yeah?
Yes, he was snippy on Friday.
Yeah, he's, I don't know, man. Maybe there's trouble in paradise between him and the Eagles.
We pushing him? And
yes, you are with the whole...
the worm?
Yes.
And begging for him to be arrested? Yeah.
Yes, you really have pushed him over the edge.
You know how Jack says I'm always managing everyone? You know?
I know. Jack's not checkers.
Yeah. So, actually, now that we're talking about Elliot, are we bringing back Insider of the Year rankings?
That was the rumor.
Thursday afternoon. Now, we'll do them on Wednesday normally, but this week, because we don't have a show tomorrow, we'll do it on Thursday. So, we'll... Mm-hmm. And here's what I'm going to say. If Elliot actually tweets from Brazil, I'll give him points in Eagles Insider of the Year rankings.
Stuff.
Yeah, if he decides to.
He almost made me give a score.
I know.
It's only Tuesday.
Man. I know, it's only Tuesday.
We got to get to Friday.
Yeah. But that's the thing with doing this with him during the season on Tuesdays.
Oh, you.
Yeah, this is him on a Tuesday. Yeah, and he's in here. It's normally even worse yelling.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's not even here. Yeah. He's not even in the country.
Not even here.
Yelling.
Yeah, yeah.
He almost created an international incident. Yelling at Ike on the phone.
Can you imagine if he got arrested while we were talking to him for disturbing
being
the
loud,
peace or something?
Disturbing the public, yeah.
He has no idea that in Brazil it's frowned upon to yell about sports on your phone. It's actually illegal. So speaking of, you know, you guys were talking about the Kelce thing.
Yes.
I am interested to talk to Donovan. We'll talk to Donovan McNabb at 4:30. Donovan will call in usually after the game, but we have Donovan here because we are leading up to the game and it is the first week. I want to ask him about, you know, calling out protections and the center doing it compared to the quarterback and what Jalen Hurts is in for. It'd be good to get his perspective on that. So Jalen will join us at, or not Jalen, Donovan will join us at, I was talking about Jalen.
Yeah.
Would have been a
relax.
Would have been a nice interview if we got him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would it have been, though?
Well.
I mean.
Would have liked the opportunity.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yes. Fair enough.
All right. I don't know if we'd have got any more out of him, if that's what you're asking.
Probably not.
Well, but hold on. We did get the whole, his progress is halted.
We did get that.
Yeah.
We did get that. So, congratulations to James.
Once again.
Yep.
Nothing.
All right. Yeah. Coming up at 4:30, Donovan McNabb will join us. But next, we will have, you know, Phillies win 3 out of 4 against the Braves. Feeling good. 2 out of 3 against the Astros. 2 out of 3 against the Royals. Are they back? We will talk about the Phillies next with the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.